Joining us in the Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair is Senate Republican President Len Fasano. Senator, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, just about the same as you are.
So I hope you have a better afternoon than you are this morning.
Well,
we interviewed the Speaker of the House just before you, and he said to give you a message, take a deep breath, have a drink of water, and we're going to solve this thing together.
I've heard those words from him before.
Well, how can you possibly do what you want to do? We don't want to have the city of Hartford have to file for bankruptcy. This would be on every newspaper, every television and radio program across the country for a long time. How can we avoid raising some taxes, Senator?
Well, you know, under our budget, Hartford gets more money than they got in 2017. So we were very mindful under our budget to ensure that the needs for their cities are protected. So we definitely do that under our budget more than happened in the 2017. You're never going to reach the values that the governor had in his budget for the cities, but that's because that budget was dead on arrival. It doesn't make any sense. But we certainly have funded the cities more. Now, Hartford is a particular circumstance, and we will be meeting with Mayor Bronin. I've already met with him once, and I've talked to him a few other times on the phone. We will be meeting with him as leaders next week, I hope, and see what we need to do with Hartford. I agree with what you said, Brad, that we cannot let that happen, and there has to be a discussion, and that's a more detailed discussion, nothing the budget's going to really deal with. We're going to have to deal with that separately.
Now, Senator, this plan also would do away with the governor's proposal of the municipalities picking up that $400 million on the teacher's pension fund. Is that correct?
That is correct. This plan would not put the liability on municipalities. And the reason why we took that off is because, one, that would raise property taxes, which is the most regressive tax we have other than the sales tax. It hurts low and fixed income folks who are having problems making ends meet now. So number two is municipalities have not had the opportunity to negotiate these contracts. So there are other folks negotiating a deal and sending the bill to the municipalities, and that seems to me grossly unfair. As I said at a press conference, you know, the only person I know of who could raise a debt and ask me to pay for it are my kids. So, you know, and we have municipalities who are doing that, who are getting socked with this bill, and that's unfair unless you give them a seat at the table.
Can we avoid bankruptcy for the city of Hartford? I'm going to keep on this, I swear to God, because I think that if we have to file bankruptcy, and it looks like we're going to have to, that we are going to have problems nationwide as a city being acceptable to big business.
Well, I think the governor actually had a very good answer to this question, and that's something like we did in Waterbury a number of years ago, is that we can enact legislation that allows a sort of reorganization of Hartford by virtue of legislative authority. The governor made that statement and put forth a plan to do that on opening day. That bill narrowly, with some changes, passed the the Finance Committee last night. It did not have a lot of favorable votes. There were conversations on the phone and some votes changed because I think there's a bipartisan belief we need to keep that bill alive so we could tinker with it. And what that bill would do is do what it did in Waterbury, but on steroids, and allow sort of, the best way I can describe it, is rather than filing bankruptcy in a federal court, allow jurisdiction of the legislature in Hartford to use their legislative powers to reorganize Hartford and get it back on its feet. Giving more money to Hartford is not the answer. The answer is a reorganization of Hartford, and I agree with the governor. The answer is to ensure that there's control over the money being spent in Hartford, which means you got to start from scratch.
Now, Senator, this budget, what the Democrats have talked about, what the governor's budget even does, is rely on over $1 billion in a two-year period in concessions from the state employee unions. You think you can pull that off?
We use the governor's numbers for concessions, and I just want to be clear. The concessions really, you know, it says 700 million year one, 700 million year two. That's really not all that accurate. It's really 400 million. And the reason for that is that it's complicated, but there's 300 million they put away that's going to offset that 700 million. So it's a $400 million savings in year one that rolls over. So in other words, if they take something away in year one, that's the same thing taken away in year two. It's not a cumulative. It is a one-time hit, if you would, that rolls over to the next year. So we're only talking about $400 million, and that is extraordinarily achievable. If you look what Governor Rell did, she did more than that, if you were to present value the dollars back when. So this is definitely achievable.
So this $300 million has been put away where?
In their salary reserve account. Okay. There's $300 million put away for 16 and more in 17. Sorry, $300 million put away in fiscal year 18 and more in 19 in this budget. So you take that money and you offset it against the $700 million, so you only have to solve for $400 million.
Senator Pisano, just one question here, and I think people listening or just the citizens out there, why don't you tell us these things before and not save it for the last minute?
What things are that?
What you just talked about.
I've been talking about it since the governor came out with his concessions and talking about $700 million, that it's only $400 million. I've been talking about it all the time, that it's only $400 million. And I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. I'm just saying we have to be honest about what we're asking the unions to give up.
Now, would the unions be, would they have to agree to taking this $300 million from the salary reserve?
No. No, that's an accounting that you do. What you do is that you argue that they should have gotten a raise in starting 2016 fiscal year, and they didn't. But you put that money away arguing that if it goes to arbitration, they may be entitled to that money. And so now they're saying, the government or the governor's saying, well, since we're going to negotiate that, a raise that they never got, we're going to subtract it from the $700 million. And, you know, it's a little bit of a game. It's a little bit of an accounting game. I get it. But I just want to be intellectually honest about the conversation that we're having. Good or bad, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying we just have to be honest about the numbers that are in front of us.
But would something like that save Hartford from bankruptcy?
No, the only thing that's going to save Hartford from bankruptcy is reorganizing Hartford. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to look at all those contracts, just like we did in Waterbury, and say, look, we got to start from scratch. And you know what? Hartford can't run the Excel Center. That's not their job.
That's right.
It's not their job to run the Dunkin' Donuts park. Yeah. Government does not run a baseball team.
You're right.
Government
you're
does
absolutely
not run the
right.
Excel Center. Yeah. You know, it's a non-taxable property. Give it to a developer. Let him put the money in, give him some tax-free stuff to go with it for 10 years, but put no money into it. You're not getting any property tax now. And after 10 years, put it on your tax rolls and start taxing it, and everybody's going to be happy. But you cannot have this. Listen to what's happening. Hartford owns the property. We give it to a quasi-agency to run who's hired a company to get the entertainment in there. Look how many steps you've gone. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah. The Dunkin' Donuts park is a fiasco. Why? Government's involved. They said we're going to break even the first year. Now they're talking about breaking even to the year three. That's never going to happen. Government doesn't run popcorn stands. Government doesn't manage parks like this. That isn't a core function of government. Core function of government is taking care of those who need a handout. Core function of government is taking care of medical services, fire, police, not trying to get Barry Manilow to come to the Excel Center. It isn't what we do.
Senator, we've got 30 seconds left. Can the Republicans support a plan, let's say put out by the Democrats, that includes tax hikes?
I would say that when you go into negotiations, you have to say everything is on the table. And we have to, and tax hikes would be the last thing I would look at, but I'm not going to say never, because that isn't what you do when you go into negotiations. But there's costs for everything. And if they're going to make structural, real structural changes across the board and get rid of their addiction to spending and stop earmarking everything that they want to do and stop bringing programs that are going to cost the state money, they get off that addiction. But everything has to be on the table. I think it's unfair for anybody to walk in and say, this is definitely off the table, don't bring it up. I don't think that's good faith. And I'm saying I'm willing to walk in and put everything out there and saying where we are. But everything costs, everything has a value to it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I feel a little bit better than I did when I got here at 5 o'clock this morning. Thank you.
Senator, thanks very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.